Okay, we're going to start here on the top of Daled Amud Aleph, continuing the sugya that we began yesterday at the end of Gimel Amud Bet, which is the statement of Amar of Gidol Marav, Zrikat Pigul Einu Mutzimi De Mi'ilah B'Kodshei Kodashim Ve'Einu Mevili De Mi'ilah B'Kodshei Kalim. So in regards to a Zrikat Pigul, Rav Gidol Marav says it's not effective or efficacious in dealing with the issues of Mi'ilah. First question we challenged him with is the Mishnah with regards to the Shchitat HaTodah, the ability of the Shechitat HaTodah when there is Pigul to generate, the Gemara calls it Me'ilah by the Lechem, although truthfully there is no Me'ilah by the Lechem of the Todah. There's barely any Me'ilah at all by the Todah. The Todah is a enhanced Shlamim, and by Shlamim, which is Kodshei Kalim, only after the Zrika is there even Me'ilah, and that's only by the Chalavim. So Tosfot explains that it's a parallel. Just like the Shechita is, even though it's Pigul, is effective in being Mekadesh Alechem and bringing it into the world of Psulim, of Todesh, so too it should be effective in terms of the issues of Me'ilah. The Gemara's answer was, we'll differentiate between Shechita and Zrika. These Machshevet Pigul by Shechita, that is not so problematic because you still have a Zrika that is done properly. Zrika done improperly is what allows all of this to take place. But what Rav Gidol Marav spoke about was a Zrika Pigul, where the Zrika itself was problematic. So then the Gemara brought the next question, which was Kometz Pigul. By Kometz Pigul, it's clear that is Kometz. There is Kometz, which is Shechita. It's Pigul. And then he puts it onto the Mizbeach. He puts it on the Mizbeach, that means that all that was problematic was the Shechitat Pigul, and yet he's putting it on the Mizbeach and Paka Pigulo. That means that the Shechita is effective in creating Pigul, even without the Zrika. Our conclusion from the question from the Mishnah by the Todah was that you have to have a Machshevet Pigul by the Zrika to make it into a really effective Pigul, where the Zrika doesn't do anything in terms of Mi'ilah. But it was just by the Maisa Shechita that would not be enough. Yet, over here we're saying that Kometz Pigul, which is the equivalent of Shechita by Menachot, over there it's able to create Pigul. The answer of the Gemara is Isura de Maiti Lidei Pigul. It's not that the Kemitza itself was the only Pigul here. It's the beginning of the process of Pigul, as the process begins, but it was completed by a Machshevet Pigul by the Zrika, or by Menachot, that means Haftarah on the Mizbeach. So it was a process of Pigul, not just a moment of Pigul by the Shechita. He also has to be mefagel by the equivalent of Zrika or Haktara. Now the Gemara continues on the top of Daled Amud Aleph. This is actually the continuation in the Gemara in Tzvachim. This is the continuation of the Gemara there. V'haktani Allah. What's interesting over here is the Lashon of Haktani Allah. Because Haktani Allah is a Tanaic version. When we speak about a Tanaic statement, then we say V'haktani Allah. Over here, this is an Amoraic statement because it was Ula who had said, Kometz Pigul she'alula gabi mizbeach. So why is it using Haktani Allah? So the Shita Megubetze mentions in Ot Aleph that afagav dahabi midivrei amurai kamar hachi. Even though it's a member of an Amoraim, we still say that here. Vein ze sugyata Talmud. It's not the normal way that the Shas speaks. Alafi shalomei din kederach atanaim. The next statement of the Gemara is going to be in a format or a method that is used by the Tanaim, because he's using a Kal V'Chomer. And therefore, they were Gores, or they used the Lashon of the Tanaim over here, V'Hu K'tani Allah. Otherwise, or in other instances, we wouldn't use it, because this is based on a statement in Amar Amora. Im Acherim Mevi Lidei Pigul. If the Kometz itself is able to bring other things to Pigul, Hu Atzmo Lo Kol Shekein, it itself, certainly it should be okay. Meaning that in terms of Pigul, Pigul is created through what's called a Matir. The Matir has to have a Machshevet Pigul. The Matir itself does not attain Pigul, does not have a status of Pigul. So for instance, Dam never can have Pigul. Dam is a Matir for the Basar and the Chalavim. So if you have a Machshevet Pigul during the Maisa of the Dam, you can have the Machshev about the Chalavim, the fats, about the Basar, about the meats that you're going to eat there, mechutz lizmanam, or you're going to be machmir on mizbeach chutz lizmanam, and that'll be pigul. So the matir is where the machshevet pigul happens. That's number one. Number two is that machshevet pigul affects the shirayim, the residual or the remainder, but it itself is never made into pigul, and it cannot make itself pigul because it is the matir. Those are all from the Mishnayot that we did back in Zvachim. So now, if the kometz is effective at making other things pigul, that if this pigol, or this item of pigol, when you place it on the mizbeach, it is effective in terms of being what's called makriv matirav. When it comes to pigol, pigol is only effective, or only happens, if you do everything else right. If you have the makshev pigol, plus you do everything else right, then you have an issue of pigol. So over here, when you take this chometz, and you place it on the mizbeach, and you place it on the mizbeach, if that's effective enough to create pigol for the shirayim, so what would that mean? That would mean that you took off the chometz, you had a makshev pigol. Now you place it on the mizbeach. When you place it on the mizbeach, that's what should be done with the chometz. So now you did it properly. The shirayim, the residual of the mincha, now has the status of pigol. So this chometz, number one, had a makshev pigol with it. It's a matir. Number two is, it's done properly afterwards, which means it was placed on the mizbeach. Now, if it's effective by placing it on the mizbeach to make the shirayim into pigol, the koshkin is that it itself should lose its status of pigol, because it means that karev matirav, it was done properly. It sounds like from over here, that once you put it on the mizbeach, that was only after a kometz, you were mekame to the pigol. It sounds like the haktara itself, placing on the mizbeach, is what gets rid of the pigol. So you didn't have a makshev pigol by the haktara. You simply had that makshev pigol by the shkita, place it on the mizbeach, and then it's cleared up. It loses its status of pigol, because it's effective in making the shirayim into pigol, so it should be effective in terms of making itself into something that works on the mizbeach. That's the kol shekein. The Gemara says, Anami, the answer there again is Yisura the mighty lidei pigol, that he also had a makshev pigol by the time of haktara. So we thought it was only by the time of shkita. The answer is that it's also by the time of haktara. But Tosfot points out is that if you thought that the pigol here was effective, Tosfot writes here, "Deisak adat chol deino chal al tshat zrika," that it's not effective becoming pigol until the time of zrika. V'chein b'menachot adshat haktara, and by menachot would be when you maktir it. Imkein heichi mochiach ula. How does ula prove from this the afra ba'almahu, that this is like afar ba'alma? Im lo poko ha pigol, if the pigol doesn't leave it. Dilma. The olam lo poka, the pigul doesn't leave it. Umikol makom lo havi afra ba'alma, shereina pigul chal ajat zrika. The reason is because makshev pigul by time zrika. V'chein b'mincha b'shat haktarat ha-komets, the time they put the komets on. Sh'azu matira shirayim, because that's the moment when atarat ha-shirayim happens. V'ashtar chalu tarvayu ahadadad, they happen simultaneously. Heter shirayim u'pigul. U'mishani hanami isura d'maiti lidei pigul, klomar. Olam ena pigol chala shad zrika. Pigol is not effective until the time of the zrika. Mikom akom mechiyach ula asher shapir shepaka pigulo. You can still prove that the pigol leaves it. Kaven di isura mighty lidei pigol mitchila ishad kmitza, because the isur starts already at the time of kmitza. She can neged shchita. Ilav the paka pigol. If there wasn't the pigol from being removed from it, havelo nachshuv afra. It already should have a din of afar as if it's worthless. It's as if that the matirav didn't end up in the mizbeach. So as we said before, Ula's proof is the fact that the kometz is effective in making the shirayim into pigol. That only happens if he does it right. Well, it can only be right if that which he places on the mizbeach is not considered like junk or nothing. So it must be that it still has a status of kometz. Still has a status of kometz, that means that it had to be that he was only mefagalit b'shchita, not at the time of Zrika. And yet you see it calls it pigul. Gemara's answer is no, that it was pigul all the way through. Well, it's pigul all the way through, then how does he have any proof? The zman of haktara is the zman that the pigul happens. If they happen simultaneously, then he has no proof. The answer is that it does begin. The process of pigul began at Shchita. So already he took on a status or a shame pigul at the time of Shchita. That was only completed by the Zrika. And being completed by the Zrika, if classified pigul as being nothing, then when you put on the mizbech, it wouldn't help the shirayim. So the answer is that it isn't nothing. The mizbech is effective in restoring this kometz to its former status, and therefore the pigul is effective on the shirayim as well as it clears up the kometz itself. So Amar Le Ravina Le Ravashi, V'hamar Yofa, didn't Yofa say, Machloket b'shtei avodot? Kagon, for instance, D'amar Hareini shochet siman rishon chutz lizmano, v'siman sheni chutz limkomo. I do one siman in the shchita with the machshevet of chutz lizmano, which is pigul, and the siman sheneini of chutz limkomo. Aval b'avodah achat. It was about one avodah itself. The kuliyama eruv machshevot habay. That it's a mixing of the machshevot. Zmachloket Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbanan in the Gemara and Zvachim as to whether the Machshevet Chutz L'Mkomo has impact on the Machshevet Chutz L'Zmano. Rabbi Yehuda says, if the Machshevet Chutz L'Zmano is first, the Pigul Machshav is first, and then afterwards you have the Machshava Chutz L'Mkomo, it's still Pigul. That remains Pigul. On the other hand, if you add the Machshava Chutz L'Mkomo for the Pasul Machshava first, and then you add the Machshava of Chutz L'Zmano, then it's not Pigul. So Rabbi Yehuda says the order matters. It matters which thing you had the Machshava for first. If Pigul is first, then it remains Pigul, even if you have another Machshava. On the other hand, if the other Machshava was first, it cannot become Pigul. The Rabbanim are indifferent. It doesn't matter which the order is. If you have any other Machshava besides the Machshava Pigul of Chutz L'Zmano, it's not classified as Pigul. So Ilfa, on that is Machloket Ilfa and Rabbi Yochanan, Ilfa on that qualifies that and says, Machloket, the Machloket between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim is B'shtei Avudot. It's only when you have these two Machshavot in separate actions. Over here they're calling Shkita separate actions because they believe Shkita Mitchila Sof, from beginning to end, is considered Shkita. So each one of the Simanim is a separate Avudah. So if you have a Machshava Chutz L'Zmano on the first one, and then Chutz Mimkomo on the second one, Rabbi Yehuda will say, that's Pigul. Because he had two machshavot on two separate actions, and the pigul came first, the chutz l'zmano came first. Some of them say we're indifferent. As long as there's another machshava there, chutz l'mkomo afterwards, it's not considered to be pigul. But that's only true if you did it in two avodot. But if you did it in one avoda, then kuli ama iruvei machshavot. Even Rabbi Yehuda will agree. If in a single avoda you thought both chutz l'zmano and chutz l'mkomo in one shot, then that would be considered erev machshavot and would not be pigol. The chutz l'mkomo would be effective in ruining the chutz l'zmano. So now that suggests over here that if you had a machshava by shechita itself, machshava pigol by shechita, that's enough. So it shows you the machshava pigol is effective by shechita. And my answer is up, the chizorik, after the zikri chadadam, tigle milto. Retroactively, that will shed light on what he did by the first siman. Iba vadachat, Ibishtei avodot. So if he has a machshava pigul by the time of zrika, then we look back at his machshava by the shkita. If he had it by two avodot, then you'll have the machloket Rabbi Yehuda and the chachamim. If he did it by one avodah, then you will have everybody in agreement that there is no pigul over here. So in Ochanami, the machshava by shkita is problematic or needs to be checked out, but that's not alone. You also have to have a machshev pigul by the zrika, and once you have a machshev pigul by the zrika, you have to investigate what the machshava was by the shkita. So the answer again is, we thought that it would be enough to have a machshev pigul by shkita. The answer is no, you have to have the machshev pigul by zrika as well. But what about what we said about shkita? That's true. We have to look back after we have machshev pigul by zrika to see what happened by shkita. Ihochi. If you're right about that, Gabi Todah Nami, Dezori. If that's true, by Todah, then how can the Todah be Mekadish Lelechem? If you're telling me that all along here, that Shechita, or the Machshava by Shechita, is not what matters, then the Machshava Zrika is the only thing that's effective, then how does it work by the Lechem? By the Lechem before we said it is Mekadish Lelechem. It does bring about the Psulim by it. It is effective in terms of Milah. So you're going to tell me that he had a machshava pigul over there by shkita? How can you call it pigul anymore? You're telling me it's only called pigul if he has machshava by zrika. If he has machshava by zrika, Rav Gilo Marav said, then it doesn't work. So now you're stuck. You're saying on one hand that you need the pigul to happen by the zrika in order for it to be called pigul. By the lechem, he said that he did the shkita pigul. So how can you call it pigul unless he had a machshava pigul by the zrika? Now, if he has a machshev pigul by the zrika, then it's no longer effective, according to Rav Gilo Marav. So then how come kidesh alechem? How did the lechem become kadosh? You're straddling the fence here, because you're asking it for both to be only effective as pigul if you have a machshev pigul by zrika, but then you're telling me if you have a machshev pigul by zrika, it doesn't work. So then why kidesh alechem? So the answer to the Gemara is, my kidesh alechem? What does it mean that the lechem is kadosh? Lipasel. It's not kadosh, like in the sense we think it's fully kadosh, but rather it's lipasel. Doesn't mean kadosh, good lechem. Kadosh means now it's pasul. That it's not shat damim anymore. It became pasul, and because it became pasul, it has to go to Beit Zreifa. The Beit Zreifa, it has to go and be burnt. So it's not kidesh lechem in the traditional sense of it's effective in making the lechem kadosh. Rather, it's kidesh lechem. You've changed the status of lechem now from something that was shat damim before into something that is Now, ro'oi, the srefar, has to be burnt. So then we have to change the definition of kiddush alechem in order now that it fits with Rambam v'Gira al-Merab, because now you have a machshavah pigul by shkita and zrika. After you have the machshavah pigul by zrika, then it's effective, but not normally effective. It means that zrika doesn't work anymore according to Rambam v'Gira al-Merab, but it's effective enough to get you to the point of psul, not effective enough to be mekadeshit. So lema misayelet. Let's say we have a proof to the position of Rambam v'Gira al-Merab. Ha-pigul, the olam mo'alim bo. Then when it comes to pigul, you always are mo'alim bo. Lav, apagav di zrak dam. Even though the zrika the dam was done b'shem pigul, nevertheless, it remains with its status of mi'ila. That's exactly what Rambam v'Gira al-Merab said. That when you do a zrika dam that is pigul, the mi'ila remains in place. Umisayelet, there'd be a support to him. Lo, you don't have to say that. Dolo zarak adam. He didn't do zrika adam. He dolo zarak adam, I remember. If he didn't do zrika adam, of course mila doesn't go away. The only way for mila to go away is to do zrika adam. Alolam dezorik, you're right, he had to do zrika adam. Chitan yahi ba'ola. There we're talking about an ola. We're not talking about a chatat and asham where there is a matir. The zrika adam is a matir, and afterwards the mila gets cleared up. We're talking about an ola, that even after zrika adam, the ola still remains with its mila, because nothing has a heter l'kohanim by the ola. Well, since it remains b'mi'ilah, after you do the zrika adam, of course it remains with its mi'ilah. So the Gemara says, ibola pshita, de gavoa kikula. What's the question? By zrika adam of an ola, even if you do it right, it remains with mi'ilah. So who cares if you did it with a zrikat pigol? Of course it remains with its mi'ilah. Even if you did it right, without a machshevet pigol, and you did the zrikat adam, the ola would always be b'pigol. If it's always b'pigol, then you haven't taught me anything. The Mishnah is not telling you. The Brit is not telling me anything. So why? How could that be a chiddush over here? V'od. On top of it, after Tony Seifa, the latter after Mishnah says lan. If it was left over, lan dama. If its blood is left over, afal pi shechazar b'zarko molimbo. Even if you go ahead and then do zrikat adam after it waited overnight, then you still have mi'ilah in it. Iamart bishlama b'chatat shapir. If we're talking about a chatat, that makes sense. Because you would have thought that zrika adam is effective at removing the mi'ilah, even if it's done after you left the blood overnight. So there you have to have a brayta to tell me, no, it's not effective. If you're speaking about olad, zrika l'meimar, you have to tell me that the blood's not effective at removing the mi'ilah. We already know that. Even if you did the zrika adam at the right time, it's not effective at taking away the mi'ilah. So now you had it lan overnight, and now you're going to think that it's effective? It doesn't make any sense. So that means that seifa vaday misayile. The seifa of that braita for sure is a support for Rabbi Gidol Merav's position. So just like by lan, which is posel the zrika, you see then that the zrika is not effective in taking away the mi'ilah v'chatat v'asham. So too by pigul, which ruins the dam, a zrika pigul would not be effective in taking away the mi'ilah. That's the proof. Proof is just by lan, like lan is posel the dam, so too pigul is posel the dam. Both of them, when you do the zrika, are not effective at ruining the mi'ilah. But reisha, my. What about the reisha? The first statement in the braita, is that a proof to him or not? So the Gemara says, well, hov misayle seifa, misayle nami reisha. If the seifa is talking about a chatat v'asham, and that's a support for him, then let's say the reisha is also talking about a chatat v'asham. It's talking about a chatat v'asham. That'll also be a support for him. And then you wouldn't have to draw the inference from lan dama. You could get it directly from the braita in the reisha, which says that when it is pigul, it's not effective. So the entire braita will support the position of Gidol Merav. Or maybe Dilma Seifa Vada Misaili. Or maybe we could say that the Seifa does help him. Veresha lo. That the Resha does not help him out. But the Resha we don't know. It could be talking about Orla, could be talking about a Khatat Vyasham. The Seifa, you're right, has to be talking about a Khatat Vyasham. But maybe the Resha is talking about Orla and will not support him. And Tosafot, based on tomorrow's Gemara, tries to explain what the Chiddush is in the Resha if you say that it's an Orla. And then the Gemara says, is it really true that Seifa is Misaili? Is the Sefer really a proof to him? Maishna halana. So the Gemara is going to say, I can distinguish between lan and pigul. And maybe you can't infer from halana over to pigul. Because halana, deka avid biyadayim, when you leave it overnight, that's a maisa biyadayim. But truthfully, it's not a maisa biyadayim. You're an omission. You didn't do it effectively. You left it overnight. It's a passive action. It's not really an action. As Rashi points out, in the context of machshevet pigul, when you're talking about pigul, which is all about machshava, then halana, or leaving it overnight, is considered a maisa. So now, since there you have a maisa, lo mahani zrika la fukimidei mi'ilah, they were konesu, that the Zrigat Adam is not effective in having or removing the Mi'ilah. Makshava, on the other hand, when it comes to Makshava Pigul, lo kavid b'yadayim, that's all in the Makshava, it's not b'yadayim. Mahalei Zrika lafuka midei Mi'ilah. Maybe over there, the Zrika would be effective in removing the Mi'ilah. So the Gemara in the end says, I don't have a proof from this Braita. I thought I had a proof from the Sefer. The Reisha could have been about an Olah, could have been about a Chatat Vasham. If it's about a Chatat Vasham, it's a proof through Rav Gilam Rav. The end will say, no, let's say the Reisha is talking about an Olah. Sefer has to be talking about a Chatat Vasham, because leaving overnight and then doing Zrikat Adam, again, it's only meaningful or matters when you're talking about a Chatat Vasham. If you're talking about an Olah, it's not meaningful anymore, because it always remains with its Mi'ilah. So the Gemara seemed to indicate the Sefer was a proof. Gemara goes, wait a minute. Maybe it's not a proof in the Sefer. The Sefer's not talking about Pigul. It's talking about Olano, leaving overnight. Leaving overnight, we're saying, is the same as Pigul by Zrikat Adam. Maybe not. Maybe Olano is a much more effective type of Maisa Psul, and therefore the Zrika is not effective afterwards. But Machsheva Pigul is not as an effective type of Psul, and the Zrika would be effective in removing the Mi'ilah.
The logic was saying, since the Sefer's talking about Katas.
That was the first stage. First stage was... The Gemara said, the Gemara gave two options. It said, well, maybe because the Sefer says Chatat Vasham, the Reisha should also be talking about Chatat Vasham. Oh, Dilma. Or maybe, you have to look, there's a Girsa here on the Sotza Shah. So Dilma, then maybe, no, the Reisha is talking about Olah. The Sefer is talking about Chatat Vasham. But that will still be a proof to him. Then the Gemara says, no. Even if the Sefer is talking about Halona, maybe the logical connection between Lan and Pigul is not effective. And that's what the Gemara rejects in the end. And therefore it says, Reisha is not proof to him, Sefer is not a proof to him. So now the Gemara moves on to the next thing, which is what Vade Misayle, where it says, let's try this as a proof to Rav Gidol Merav. Leimaha Misayle, ha-pigul b'kodshe kodoshim mo'alim bo. If you have pigul b'kodshe kodoshim, you remain with Mi'ilah. Laf avagav d'zarak. So even though you did Zrika Adam, even though the Mi'ilah then stays with it. U'misayle, lo zarak. He didn't do Zrika Adam. Of zarak mai. What would be the din if he did Zrika? You're right. There would be no Mi'ilah if he did the Zrikat Adam. So, Mike Tani Seifa. Then the latter half of that Braita, what does it say? Bikotchim Kalim, Enim Molim Bo. If you do Zrikat Adam by the Kotchim Kalim, it's not effective in bringing Mi'ilah. Liflog Beresha of Litne. So let us split the Resha up and do it all in Kotchim Kodashim. Lifne Zrika, Mo'alim Bo. Before Zrikat Adam by Kotchim Kodashim, the Mi'ilah stays there. If you did the Zrikat Adam, it would be effective in removing the Mi'ilah. Why wouldn't you differentiate in that way? You could have a finer distinction within Kodesh Kodashim, rather than having the racers say, Kodesh Kodashim remain with their Mi'ilah, Kodeshim Kalim do not get Mi'ilah. You could have a case of do not have Mi'ilah, even by Kodesh Kodashim, by saying you did Zrikat Adam, and the Zrikat Adam would be effective. If you think that Rav Gidol Merav is not right, and the Braita is saying, it's only in a case without Zrika that the Mi'ilah doesn't go away. But if you did Zrika, the Mi'ilah would go away, then the Braita should have been much more fine in its distinction and stayed within Kodesh Kodashim. So now I've gone into Kodesh Kalim. Gemara says, Ha'ivadai Misayle. So that Braita definitely supports Rav Gidol Merav. Lema. Ho Misayle Seifa Misayle Ereisha. Since the fact that it mentioned Kodesh Kalim says that it helps him. So let's say the Reisha also helps him. Gemara says, no. Kodesh Kalim Psikole. Hachalol Psikole. The reason that he drew a distinction like that was because by Kodesh Kodashim, it's always the fact that the Mi'ilah doesn't go away if you haven't done Zrikat Adam. By Kodesh Kalim, it's always the fact that if you haven't done Zrikat Adam, that the Mi'ilah doesn't come. He can make a definitive statement. Within Kodesh Kodashim, to make this distinction between, well, if he did Zrika or he didn't do Zrika, that's not psikale. That's not something that is clear and defined. He'll have to start making nuanced distinctions within it. And that he didn't want to do. He wanted to give you a clear halacha. When is it always true? It's always true that Kodesh Kodashim will remain with their pigul. What's also always true? That Kodesh Kalim will never attain their status of Mi'ilah. That's as long as you're staying within the Makshev Pigul of Shechita. If you never got to the point where you did Zrikat Adam, so there you can make a definitive statement without any play in it. It'll always be true by Kodesh Kodashim, always true by Kodesh Kalim. And that's why he didn't make the finer distinction. The finer distinction would have required us to move to Zrika and say, if he does Zrika, if he doesn't do Zrika, it's not a defined or clear statement that's true all the time. You have to start now differentiating in the cases, and that's not what the Bala Braita wanted to do. And because of that, we can say that it's not a proof to Rav Gidol Merav, because the Braita wrote something that was clear and defined, not something that was giving us an indication about what he thinks about Zrika Adam by Kodesh Kodashim of Pigul. Right now, we'll just read the next two dots, which is really the Mishnah, and we'll continue with that Gemara tomorrow, which is Klal Amar Rabbi Yeshua, Kol Shaitala Shat Hetel Kohanim, In Molim Ba. Whatever had a Hetel Kohanim has no meal in it. But Kol Shaitala Shat Hetel Kohanim, if it never reaches the point where there's Hetel Kohanim, Molim Ba. Izu Shaitala Shat Hetel Kohanim. What are examples of things that had Hetel Kohanim? Shalono, Vishinit Meit, Vishiyatzat. So these are cases where the Basar was at one point Ra'oi Lekohanim. Then it was left overnight, and it became notar. It became tameh. And one, now the kohen can't eat it, because it's notar, because it's tameh. Shatzad, it left the azara, if it's kochei kodashim. All of these cases, the basar is now pasul, the kohen can't eat it, but it did have a moment where the kohenim could have eaten it. It was ruined afterwards by one of these problems, but it did have a heter kohenim. What's an example of something that never reached the point where the kohenim could eat it? You could never eat the basar. The basar is pasul from the moment the zrikat adam is done. Vishikiblo pasulim, or the kabbalat adam was done by someone who was pasul, whether that means that he's tamei or balmum, vizarkol adama, or if the zrikat adam was done by someone who was pasul, was tamei, or a balmum. Okay, we'll stop over here and then we'll continue with the Gemara's explanation tomorrow, which flows into Daf Hei.